We are hanging out in the Sonic interview suite. It's Sonic Boom 2014 with Tim from Rise Against. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you have been in town for a couple days. You're just telling us you were hanging out down in the river valley and biking around, checking out the bridge. What do you think of the city?
Beautiful. We were just talking about how beautiful the city is. We've been here a whole bunch, and I usually have a bike with me on tour, so I've ridden along that valley, along the river. Run around last night, right at sunset too. It was just beautiful, you know, watching the bridge light up and all that stuff. People are friendly, the food is good. So, yeah, love coming here.
Are you an outdoors kind of guy? Because our morning guy did a phone interview with you about like 2 weeks ago, and you were saying you were about to go camping. How did that go?
It rained. I do like, I love the outdoors. I spent a lot of time on tour, and so I spent a lot of time pretty much in big cities. You know, nobody wants to see a punk rock show in the middle of nowhere. And so when I have the opportunity, I try to get out of the city and go somewhere where I don't find myself very often. I grew up camping, and so I kind of love that, that connection to nature, not to get too hippie.
Do you find with the kids too, because I know your kid's younger, right?
Yeah.
So do you find that when you're out in the wilderness, it kind of like makes them disconnect from the stuff?
It does. It's one of the only things that will do that nowadays too, because, you know, we're all connected, and like, you know, I have a phone in my pocket, and I'm tempted to pull it out all the time because, you know, you have your instant access to the communication with your friends, to the information and the news. And so, yeah, it's one of those places where you can see, like, you know, them come out of their shells a little bit, not rely on all the technology that kind of can oftentimes weigh us down.
So the reason that you guys are out on the road now is because you just put out the record, The Black Market. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's different about this album?
This album is, this is Rise Against going into a seventh record. You know, it's kind of all bets are off. We've kind of established our identity and who we are. And so not that that ever played a role in a lot of our old stuff, but this was something very freeing about going into a record, you know, 15 years later, knowing that, okay, like we've established who we are, we have our fans, you know, we've built a trust within the community of Rise Against fans. They know who we are, what we're gonna do. And so we went into that record kind of with open eyes and wanted to create something just straight from the heart.
Well, and people really, really do connect and know you as a band. I know there's a whole section on your website dedicated to Rise Against tattoos.
Oh, right, yeah.
Is that weird for you, for somebody to come up to you and be like, I put your logo on your lyrics on my body for the rest of my life?
It's super flattering. You know what I mean? It's amazing. Because, like, you write these songs and you hope that people will hear them and really listen to them and maybe catch the lyrics, and maybe the lyrics will mean something to them, and you're not just like a disposable soundbite, you know, in the background while somebody's just kind of listening. And when you see somebody, you know, who believes in the band enough to get, you know, the logo tattooed or the lyrics tattooed, you realize, wow, like something that you created really connected with somebody. And it's really amazing. That's kind of that's the big circle that gets complete from the time you wrote a song to the time that it really sinks in with a person. And you know that meant you did something that really, that mattered.
Well, and you guys have made a big reputation for yourself as a band of substance, a band that stands for something, and people know a lot of your different causes and things, but what would you say is the biggest misconception about you or your band?
Oh, that's a good question. Misconceptions include, I guess that we're only like a political band. It's all we sing about. It's all we do. It's all we're thinking about 24/7. You know, I think that Rise Against fans know that there are politics infused into many of our songs, and there are many songs that have nothing to do with politics or anything radical at all. You know, Rise Against has love songs. Rise Against has all kinds of personal songs, you know. And I think that our fans know that, though I think that the rest of the world kind of like generically grabs on to the fact that we have stances on things that many bands don't have. And I get that, because it's one of the things that makes us stand out from other bands. So I understand that.
I was reading recently, you were talking about how you stand out in the punk community because you have that punk sensibility, but you're on the radio, and a lot of people in your community aren't. Do you take that as a kind of a responsibility, or more as just like a cool bonus?
Yeah, there's a lot of responsibility in that. I feel like we fly a flag for a whole community of punk and hardcore and that kind of thing, and it's really exciting to be on these stages and, you know, to be headlining here in Edmonton tonight. But there's a lot of the mainstream that we feel like the black sheep in, you know what I mean? Like, we grew up, what's incredible is that we're here with the Descendants tonight. That's amazing. You know, like, not only did we grow up with the Descendants, but Bill Stevenson, the drummer of the Descendants, who's here tonight, he is the producer of almost all of our records, you know, so his fingerprint is on almost everything you've heard from us. You know, every vocal that I've ever sung, it's Bill on the other side of the glass that's, like, really the one scrutinizing that. It's like, so it's exciting to be here with him because he's, like, our fifth member of the band, but also with the Descendants, who, you know, started a lot of what we do today. Like, they were, you know, for all intents and purposes, the Descendants were the first pop punk band. They were the band that, you know, guys from Blink-182 have the Descendants logo tattooed on them. Like, they were the ones listening to the Descendants, you know, when they were starting their bands. You know, bands like Green Day came out of the Descendants. And so that's our world, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where we come from. But we're excited to bring what we do to fresh faces, people who are still, like, kind of figuring out music and where it is that, like, they fit in.
Well, we're really, really glad to have you headlining our Friday night.
So happy to be
super
here.
Super cool.
Yeah.
There is one question I wanted to bring you from the internet. Captain Wow3 tweeted at us, asked him if he remembers being put in a headlock by security at Reds in Edmonton in 2005.
Oh my God, I definitely remember that.
What did you do?
Oh, I'll try to make this story as short and sweet as possible. We were on tour with Alexis on Fire. We were playing Reds in the Edmonton Mall.
Yeah.
Security had already been pretty brutal, pretty unfair, I would say, to a lot of the kids in the crowd. We'd already had kind of a tense night with that. The night was finishing out. Everybody was kind of, most of the people, the audience had left. There was a couple fans still straggling that I was talking to with Dallas Green. So we were both talking to these kids, and they were really nice. They were fans of the band. They just wanted to say hi. This is the era before cell phone photos. Nobody was doing any photos. But, like, and then the fan said, okay, I'll see you guys later. Nice meeting you. And he walked away from Dallas and I. And we turn around. We hear a scuffle. We look back. And the kid is on the ground, face down, on the floor. His nose is bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
And a security person has rushed him and thrown him on the ground. And he's now bleeding on the ground. And I don't know why. I think they were telling him to leave. He's trying to explain, I am leaving. They got confused why he was there. But, you know, he was there to talk to me in Dallas. And we had kind of said he was cool. So Dallas rushed over there, and he's like, man, get off this kid. Like, he's a friend of ours. We were just talking to him. Like, he's just leaving. Leave him alone. And Dallas is yelling at the security guard. From behind Dallas, a security guard grabs Dallas and puts Dallas in a headlock.
Oh, man.
So Dallas is now in a headlock. And then I see this, and I run over, and now I'm the one trying to explain. Like, no, this kid's cool. That's the singer of the band that just played. What are you guys doing? You need to just dial it back a bit. And then I get put in a headlock. And now me and Dallas are looking at each other in headlocks, you know, and then we're looking at the kid who's bleeding, and the whole place, and then the whole band and our crew and everybody's rushing over. That's a huge mess. It's like a standoff, you know what I mean, where everyone's looking at each other. And, you know, we were doing that show with Nalen, who's doing the festival tonight, and this is how far back we go with Nalen. And everybody was, it was a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of anger.
But he came back.
We'll always come back to Edmonton. We never went back to Reds.